It's Hollow Nine. Cyclone.
Ladies and gentlemen of the audience,
I'm gonna need assurances.
Robert, it's Michael.
Welcome to the Hollow Nine Network. Please verify user ID and password.
Reflex.
Director Cooper, I've received word from communications.
These are trifle. It's for little school children who piss in their uniforms.
This is Dimitri. I received word of your grandfather's passing.
Junior.
I will be brief, my leader.
Yes, Mr. Humphreys. When we expect that you are prepared to tell us just what the hell is going on?
It's the opening of Hollow Nine.
Bishop.
Cajones.
Journal entry 221-2-27. Agent codename Silent Thunder, day 23.
Asmodeus.
Have you lost all faith in me? I haven't proven to you enough times that I always come back?
Maybelline.
A lot's been happening. Much thunder echoing through the valleys. I became afraid.
Welcome to Hollow Nine. Episode 10. Red Dawn. We begin tonight's chapter in the shadows, scurrying through the darkness to find a secret meeting between a Quan Sang Lee's head henchman, Sumway, and a secret agent.
You kept me waiting.
It is difficult to get away.
Of course.
He meets with the courier.
The same courier?
Always the same courier. My employer is very taken with the level of service.
And what does this courier tell your employer?
He tells him that Hollow Nine are hunting him. They've dedicated significant resources to finding him.
Just finding him.
Finding him to kill him.
Your employer has always been careful to stay below the radar. Why now do they hunt him?
The shipments. The last contract involved a great deal of exotic hardware. They have many eyes and ears in many places.
Who's the client?
That only my employer knows. And he does not tolerate questions from his subordinates.
Perhaps he should brush up on his management skills. Done well. Here. Keep me posted.
I'll be in touch.
Things are good. Continue as planned.
Nearby, in the deeper heart of the jungle, from atop his perch, Crane waits and watches.
I understand. I'm in position now. It will not be a problem.
Do not fail. The shipment must arrive intact. It is more than vital.
Your cargo will make its delivery intact.
Very good. I will see you when it is done.
Which will be shortly.
Do you read me?
We read you over.
Be ready.
Move in.
Elsewhere in the jungle, a more civilized form of intimidation takes place as Bedlam pays the Contessa a visit.
Madam Contessa.
You are not welcome here.
Ah, but quite contrary, madam. I find my welcome where I find my fancy, as has come to be known in due course of Congress, sexual or otherwise.
Otherwise, most often the healthier choice. Sexually or otherwise, you are not welcome in my house.
In your house, madam? In my country? Making it, by all rights, my employer's house.
Your employer, odious and vile by nature, would do well to examine his finely manicured hands, polished with the blood of others, to find neither wear nor weather for the construction of my house.
I wonder, Madam Contessa, if my associates might find another means of entertaining themselves, leaving us to a more private vantage from which to continue our discourse?
Our discourse makes no claim to privacy within these walls. We have little more to say.
And it is there we disagree, madam. Pick your poison, boys, lest it find you unawares.
The company of my ladies is not cheap, sir. And you will pay for the comfort I failed to offer you in company.
And your time, Contessa, is...
not for sale to the likes of you.
Fine, then. Enough with the pleasantries women like you are so undeserving of. Where is he?
Who?
Playtime is over, madam. You've seen to that. No more games. Where is he?
I say again. Who? Many men frequent this house.
I warned you once against your games. I'll not warn you again. Where is he?
Who?
He who hails from Hollow Nine.
Hollow Nine?
Come now. A minx such as you surely knows who's between her legs, doesn't she?
You bastard. He will rain suffering upon you.
Yes, maybe, maybe. But for now, my employer wishes a word with him.
He's in for a disappointment.
You'll find, madam, he's not alone in that regard.
The continent seems to be running ripe with villainy and scum. To now join them, the professional bishop.
Good morning, Mr. Bishop. I trust you had a pleasant flight. For such a prestigious professional, I wish you the use of my personal amenities. I trust you will find them to satisfy. You will find a briefcase on back seat. Inside there is a dossier and a target with the full detail of our surveillance. We have provided you with adequate data to suit your plans. There is cover identification, $50,000 in local currency, and a reservation for a suite and the Hotel Vanguard. When you arrive, you can reach me. The phone in the briefcase has the number programmed. You will receive further instructions then. In 20 seconds, you will notice fumes coming from your car radio. Do not be alarmed. My apologies for the odor.
As the dark momentum continues to build, back where things are still innocent, Through the eyes of a child, we see the Cooper house. Jonathan Cooper returning home from a day of varsity track practice. The Pennsylvania ranch house, cold and uninviting.
Mom? Hello? Anyone here?
Son, if you're reading this, it means that certain inevitabilities have come to pass, and there's a very real chance that you will never see me again. I understand and expect you to be upset, downright angry with me for having to send you a letter like this. I can only hope that one day you will come to understand why I had to take these kinds of precautions and make these kinds of sacrifices. There are some things in this life, in this world, that are larger than any one of us. To serve something of that magnitude is to live a life of honor and dignity. Jonathan, please believe these words. Just because who I am when the veil of deceit is lifted isn't the man you thought, I am still the father you've always known. There is so much more to the true nature of our family. So vast and so dangerous is this truth that I couldn't burden you with its being kept a secret until you were ready. Wheels are in motion now that leave no more time for preparation. My son, you must leave. Travel today, as soon as you finish reading this. There's about $10,000 in cash under a loose floorboard under your bed. I've always left it there for you, for emergencies. Like this one. Go to the airport and get on the next flight to Arizona.
One ticket, please. Arizona.
You must find a man named A. Inspector. He's an old friend of mine, and just so you know, he saved my life a number of times. He has something. Something for you. Something he's been keeping for you as a favor to me since you were born. My father sent me this letter. He told me to find you.
I was expecting it was about that time. Winds felt the change for the last year or so. Strange.
He has more answers for you.
We all knew there'd come a time when you would have to come down here and see what's been waiting for you. None of us thought it'd be this soon. We were hoping you'd have been able to join the army first, get some formal basic down. But we'll have to make do.
I love you, son. I can only hope that you'll be able to find it within yourself to forgive me. Your father, Robert James Cooper. Stuff is all this?
My boy, this is all yours.
That's right. It's Hollow 9 in this motherfucker and his A.
Bitch.
It's Clone and Flex. What's going down? How's everybody doing out there?
Sorry. Happy belated 4th.
Yeah, we have to say a couple apologetic type things here. Hold on a sec. Yeah, so sorry we, I don't know what happened, but it just took us a lot longer to put together this episode than we thought it was going to. So.
Yeah.
We're going to surprise everybody with a big 4th of July dramatic episode, but then we missed 4th of July because
Well, you know, 4th of July is 4th of July.
Hectic schedules create hectic situations, so time is very limited in the circle of the nine.
Yeah. But...
unfortunately.
We did put together what we could, and I hope everybody digs it. Yeah, maybe if you guys would email or call in and let us know.
Let us know what you think.
What do you think was in the basement there that Cooper's son found, that Ayan took him down there and showed him?
It could have been anything, man. Like, I was picturing, like, endless firearms, body armor, yeah. Like, anything. Like, fucking tanks.
Yeah, who knows?
Rocket launchers.
Weird technology or something.
Missiles. Like, everything.
What do you guys think? You can email us in. DaveMcKlone@gmail.com.
I can't stop munching on these things.
No, yeah. Everlasting gobstoppers. Mm-hmm. I want one, Mr. Wilder.
They're good, man.
You could also call in the 9 line, which is, what is the number there?
206-666-6173. That's 206-666-6173.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know where we went.
Anyway.
We do have some new friends of the show we wanted to say hi to as well. Mm-hmm. Last week we said hi to the Ghost at Ghost Trackers. They did some really cool stuff. I want to say hi to Tim at Media Nation. They said they liked our show and that they would review us. I'm not going to say that anyone should not listen to their show if you're not into alternative lifestyles. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, and I'm glad they're doing a show. I hope they keep going. Dave the Rabbit, what's going on, man?
Yeah.
I want to say hi to them at, what was it, the First Termer radio show.
What up Cynically to the usual... Tested. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Oh, no, okay, go ahead.
No, just saying the usual, Red Fanny. You know,
yeah, yeah,
Super
Red
War,
Fanny, man. Like the They've been off for a little while, too, so maybe it was not so bad that we took...
But yeah, Cynically Tested.
Cynically Tested is really funny. I watched a couple of their videos, and it's very, very good, satire. I was cracking up, kind of like a Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, but a more modern version that I don't actually watch the real version of the show, but they said the host of the real version of the show that they're mocking actually was impressed with what they did or something.
Oh, really?
Like that. So
really?
They got some attention.
Oh.
And I also want to say hi to Frank's Ripoff, the wannabe DJ who has plans for the future, and his show where he yaps about stuff. So they all said, hey, what's up, and we want to be friends this week. Also, Zombie Eat Flesh. She just seems like she needs some love, so we're going to say hi to her.
Zombie Eat Flesh?
I want to say hi to all the people at Night of Living Podcast as well. I really adore their show. As always, checking it out.
All the listeners, all the downloaders, all the subscribers.
Yeah.
Everyone's showing love.
I like it.
I'm definitely feeling it.
And wait till we start putting out the Hollow Nine t-shirts that we're working on.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Everyone's going to... Then we'll get emails, maybe, right?
I eventually want to do, like, jumpsuits or something, too, with, like, numbers on them.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of like the Fibonacci sequence or something.
Yeah.
Anyway. I hope you guys enjoyed the show, this dramatic episode. We're working on more scenes for you. So,
we are sorry about the inconsistency as of late, but... You know, we're trying to do what we can, so we hope you enjoy this.
Oh, yeah, and take the PodTrack survey. Everybody, please, please.
Yeah.
Take the PodTrack survey.
Just do it.
We need it.
Do it.
Help us.
Come on.
Help you.
Do it.
Help us do a better show. Oh, and let us know if you guys liked the Hollow Nine theme song at the beginning tonight.
That evilness. Brand new. That new production by the man himself.
Oh, man.
The clone.
I did that accidentally. I woke up and it was done.
With evilness.
Who knows? Right. Some creature came in the middle of the night and did it. Who knows?
Yeah, man.
Anyway, okay. Well, that's that. And this is this. So,
peace.
Peace out, everybody. We're going to be back next week probably doing a movie review of some sort.
Shiznaz.
And then we'll have another dramatic episode after that. So, peace. Namaste.